And welcome back to Success Made to Last Mentoring Monday. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is presented by ForwardWomen.org and also Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. They've been longtime sponsors of Mentoring Monday. And for those of you that send greeting cards to celebrate all of life's wonderful occasions, go there to gracefully-yours.com. And you can use the promotion code FORWARD and get 25% off any of your purchases just by being a part of Mentoring Monday. And we know that you want to send out an encouraging word. Our returning guest today is LaDonna Slade. LaDonna, you know you're one of my favorites, don't you?
Yes, and you're mine.
LaDonna is a strategic advisor, speaker, certified coach, and she always has a great wisdom to share with us, plus a little scripture. And she has a, I think, just a real knack and talent and gift for guiding people through the process of finding wisdom and good news. So good to have you back. I think you want to talk about being under pressure today.
Yeah, pressure. You know, and it's funny, I think a lot of the, you know, if you're watching the television, the interviews and just conversation, you know, around the water cooler, you know, in the offices about so many things that's happening in the world. And one of the areas that I was just thinking about the other day was just the pressure that can come in on us that can cause us to either, I'll call it squirt out and do things that we ordinarily would not do, or we'll just succumb to it. We just will just give up and say, never mind. And when you talk about pressure, it's trying to get the, and I'm not even sure if this is a real thing, getting the balance between the prevailing culture and kingdom culture. Now, the way I'm defining prevailing culture is to say, you know, we're just living life without God. You know, it's just the influence of what's happening in the media, in the news, in the world today, versus kingdom culture, which is really being conscious of God in every area of our lives. And I just think that's important. So, yeah, I just thought we would, you know, chat just a little bit about pressure and how we can kind of navigate our way through that.
So if there was a visual on this, I'm thinking of a vise.
Okay.
And on the one wing of the vise is the prevailing culture and the other wing is kingdom culture. And then you're cranking it.
Yes.
Creating pressure in between.
Yes.
And we are the people that are in between that vice.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. And a lot of that is going to be, and I the picture I get is that that vice is on our head, which is impacting our heart. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's on our head. And then just that pressure is squeezing down where it's causing, you know, just a physical heart. It's just pushing out our heart to go, oh my gosh, I don't know where to go and what to do. And the strain is going to make me just want to give up. Just want to give up. So I was like, okay, Lord, your word says that you have provided a way of escape. I hang on that one whenever pressure comes or situations come up when he says, you know, I have provided a way of escape. You know, that there's nothing that will overwhelm you because I provided a way of escape. So, you know, being a bit of the kind of methodical person that I am trying to be is I was like, okay, how, give me something, give me something. So of course that takes me back to the word. And so the first part was just kind of acknowledging like greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because even in that pressure situation, some of our first expression is going to be, oh God. And you say, oh, okay, well, who am I hollering out to? Say, greater is he that is in the world greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that's 1 John 4:4. I had to write my scriptures down, Rick.
Okay.
And so, you know, with that in mind, I'm like, okay, all right, greater is he. Let me just make myself aware of that. The Bible calls it being sober. So, and what I call it is like grabbing myself by my collar and saying, come on, girl, come on.
There you
pull
go.
It together, right. You know, pull it together. You know, greater is he. And then the next area that I come up with, because I'm like, okay, if I understand that, then what do I do with that? You know, what does that mean to me? Then it takes me to another scripture, because that's our lifeline, which is we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And these good works are the things that God ordained for us beforehand. You know, so he already knew this stuff in advance. So this vice grip that I'm in obviously should not be my end, cannot be my end. That it's like, okay, no, there's something else here that I've there is going to be a way out. There's something different that I've got to do. That is available for me.
Just interrupting you on that thought. Mm-hmm. Greater is He means that that portion of the vice is going to take over, if not nothing else, in its physical size and shape, possibly, because that could be your oxygen.
Yeah.
And the part about we are God's workmanship means that that other part of the kingdom culture is better crafted than the other part, which is probably built on sand.
Exactly. That it's when you say, you take that whole scripture and say, okay, I've been crafted by you, which means I've got more substantial inner parts or substantial structure. You know, like you talked about that house built on sand. It's like, okay, but because it's what the foundation is sand, but then also it's got, you know, maybe some bamboo, you know, and you're living in the middle of New York. Okay. That might work on an island in New York. No, you know, so what is your, what between your foundation and your structure that will help you stand when you realize that, like, okay, I'm God's workmanship. And then also I like the idea of that, you know, something that God knows something about me that I don't know today, because it's hard for me to see because of the pressure that I'm under. All I can see is I'm looking for the release valve. Where is the release valve? I got to get that release valve. And when I got to that point, it made me think of Philippians 2:3. God is working in us to will and to do His good pleasure. So the release valve is like, okay, I'm under a lot of pressure, but some of this stuff doesn't belong to me. You know, I've picked up some things along the way that really are not my responsibility, you know, in the sense of trying to make something out of it. You know, there's just some things I've got to let go, you know, like between relationships or family or even in the workforce, that we'll tend to pick up extra things to try to get extra credit, to get somebody to see me that I want to, or that can promote me somewhere, or to try to make it look like I know what I'm doing and I get invited to the table, so to speak, when it comes to corporate. And it's like, no, there's some things that you are going to run yourself ragged and you will be out of the game before anybody can invite you anywhere, because you don't see a way of how to manage yourself when it comes to doing business. You don't see a way, or you're not opening up an opportunity for you to manage yourself, to get help, period, on walking out, or in actually releasing the pressure in that vice grip. You know, because we talk about...
Are you also alluding to the fact that some people have a magnet for the wrong stuff, and that they're gathering all these other layers on top of them while they're in this vice, and it adds to the pressure because they have no ability to say no?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They cannot see that way of escape that the Bible says. So instead, and again, when we're in pressures, we're almost like like a cat in water. Or when you say our back is up against the wall, what are you going to do? You come out fighting. You just come out any kind of way, crazy, do what you got to do, you know, and that's, you know, when we talk about that, it could be some street talk to say, I'm going to do what I got to do to get what I got to get done, you know, that's really hard. I mean, and when you're at that point, you don't realize the consequences of your just emotional release, your emotional outburst. When it's like, how can I reel that thing back in? And that's why, as I was just kind of trying to wrap my brain around it, around pressure, there's a couple of things that came up. Number one, you know, just to anchor ourselves in the scripture. We got to anchor ourselves in the scripture. But then when we talk about working through pressure, there are three things that I was like, okay, you know, what are the things that we can do to help work ourselves through pressure? And I think it applies to any situation. And number one is going to be, remember to breathe. Because then I'll take that picture that you did, Rick, was just with the vice in there and you're in that place. It's like, number one, I've got to just remember, wait, I can breathe. And so you have to take a deep breath in. And even when I say take a deep breath in, that is literally take a deep breath. And then the other piece of that is to get yourself away, you know, just kind of back up, just back away from the situation, you know, for as much as you can, back away. And then number two is remember to think. You still have that capacity to think in pressure situations because you think, you know, that fight or flight thoughts when you feel like your back is up against the wall, you're thinking, I'm just going to go for it. You know, and that's driven by a thought. That is driven by a thought. Like, I'm protecting myself. Everybody else out here is crazy except for me. You know, they don't understand. So I'm going to, and those are thoughts behind that. And then the last one is to remember your core values, you know, and for us, you know, our core values are your core values and your life strategy. And for us, our life strategy is Christianity. So it's like, okay, what is my strategy? And even, again, business relationships, what is my strategy to get out of this? And it's like, okay, I got to go back to the word. I got to find, and if I just can't focus enough to say, I got to find some scripture, let me go find a like-minded friend, you know, someone that I can talk to that totally understands where I want to come from and help me through this. Mm.
So it's anchor yourself in scripture, breathe and get yourself away. Remember to think.
Yes.
And then remember your core values and your life strategy, which is really walking with Christ.
Yes.
So I think those are, you've given some beautiful solutions to what you call the release valve.
Yeah.
Which I can see that because the steam.
Yes.
You're opening it up.
Yes.
And the steam is pouring out.
Yes.
And relieving something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just beautiful. Okay. I have to interrupt you and have our normal LaDonna Ricky conversation on something more deeper and philosophical, tied to what you just said. If the people listening today, if this hasn't dawned on you, then it will now. If there are in this vice, if there is a prevailing culture and a kingdom culture, and there's this movement afoot for culture canceling, isn't the canceling of culture, the prevailing culture, which should open up room for kingdom culture.
Come on,
is that possible?
Rick. Yes. Yes. Because ultimately what we want is to have ours, that kingdom culture, you know, the reference point for everything else. So this is, you know, this is the world. This is probably tries to be the prevailing culture, but even that prevailing culture has to answer to the kingdom culture.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So everybody, this division within our country because they think that their culture is being canceled, they're not even considering the kingdom because they've drifted farther away from God.
Yes.
So they can't even think of that.
Right. Right.
They can't take your step three, which is take time to think and to ponder.
Yes.
And to pray about it.
Right, exactly.
So what do we do as mentors to bring our protégés back into this? And to some extent, our protégés are already sitting in a pew in church. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're singing to the choir to some extent and talking to each other. Now, how do we get this out to the broader world that's actually in that vice and getting squeezed out this very moment?
I think Well, I'm going to use that same phrase, thinking. I believe it's along those lines of asking a question. I mean, whenever we ask questions, that causes people to think. We talk about, you know, just what you said, it makes me think of groupthink. So you just have people just kind of going with the flow of things. But when you drop a question in there, that's going to cause somebody to kind of like, oh, wait, you're causing me to have to really think about it. And almost to the point, it may cause frustration because it's like, I'm not used to doing that. So I'm just, I don't want to deal with it. But I believe it's going to be asking a question. And I'm not quite sure what the question is. If the question is why, you know, because it has to be a question that I think has to make you see that I care about you and I care about what you're thinking. And I want to know what you're thinking so that I can bounce it off against what I'm thinking. And if there is, you know, a contradiction or a conflict or we don't think the same way, let's be able to put our kingdom culture on top of that so that we can walk it through together. you know, to an end, I want to say to an expected end, because God says, I have a future and a hope for you and an expected end. So it's like, okay, God, what's your expected end? Because we're going to put your culture on top of that, on top of the question, as we are in being intentional of thinking that through. And like, oh, okay. And what does that really mean? I don't think remember I mentioned earlier when I have to do to myself about pressure is I have to grab myself by my own collar. You know, when I do that, that's like, hold it, girl. You know, so a more politically correct way of saying, hold it, girl. You know, what are you doing? You know, let's talk about this, because the way I'm looking at it is, you know, this, and this. And that causes me concern. But can you tell me, you know, how you're thinking about that? Because I could be off a little bit. You know, I just want to try to get to this place. But I know that as a child of God, and to the knowledge that I have of the word and what his promises are, that I'll have a greater impact, and I can operate in a level of wisdom that will help. I think that will help, balance out that conversation. I call it balance out that conversation to really bring some grounding and reality to it. That's when I talk about anchoring. It's like you got to anchor it. You got to anchor it. We can't just have this kind of, we're going to be talking about floating, kind of willy-nilly conversation without a clear reference point.
You have evolved to the mentor's mentor by what you said today.
Woo! All right. That makes my day.
We just got to figure out how to get this word out more effectively. So for those of you that want to contact LaDonna Slade, LaDonna, where can they contact you other than the usual LinkedIn, which is sort of a too clinical of a way to contact you?
Let's see. Well, I can actually, I'll give you a phone number. You know, that's a good one. And then my email address. All right. So my phone number is area code 512-649-8833. And you're welcome to give me a call anytime. And then my email address is LaDonna@LaDonnaSlade.com.
Beautiful. Thanks again for being on. You know, I always encourage you to come back.
Yes. And I love
it. Yeah. And I think what we need to do is to have some continuity here to continue to talk about being under pressure, because that's not going away.
No, it's getting worse. And
And the other part about it is that the way you just shape this is that you just help, I think, America understand its divisions, and it's around prevailing culture versus kingdom culture. It has nothing to do with all the rest of the noise that's going on in the media.
Right.
And I want you, the next time you're on, I want you to address how we can shut out all that noise, because it's getting tough to do that.
Yes. Okay. Now that's going to be fun. And I want to recommend wear a collared shirt, because we're about to pull ourselves together.
Grab it by the collar. Tell our listeners where they can go to find out more about Forward Women and possibly tap into the local chapters.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. You can go to forwardwomen.org to get more information on, we have mentoring. There's always some great articles in the blog, especially when it comes to walking out your faith and tying that to your business. There's a lot of good information on prayer and Bible study, because I know we can get busy as women and as people of God, period, just trying to navigate through that prevailing culture. But in the kingdom culture, Forward Women has something for you to be able to help you move on and forward in the things that God has called you to do.
Excellent. All right, my friend. Until next time. Hey, thank you for joining us on Mentoring Monday. And as we always say here, and I'm going to rephrase this based on what I learned today. We're urging people to go from ordinary to extraordinary, but do it in the context of anchoring yourself around Scripture, breathing, remembering to think, and remembering your core values and life strategy, which is walking with Christ. Until next time, have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Rick.